Hello everyone, this is Gopalakrishnan, founder and CEO of Money Avenues. In this podcast, I'm going to discuss about the prices of gold in the recent trends. Over the last several months, precisely after the pandemic explosion across the global economy, gold prices have been hitting the roof on a daily basis. After a long gap of about 7 years, gold prices have touched its lifetime high. Hello everyone, this is Gopalakrishnan, founder and CEO of Money Avenues. Through this podcast, I am going to discuss about the gold price trends. As we all saw, gold prices over the last several months have skyrocketed, and in the month of August, gold prices breached $2,000 an ounce for the first time in the international markets. Similar price trends in the gold prices were witnessed during the earlier financial crisis, which began in 2008 and 2009. In September 2013, when the financial crisis reached its peak, gold prices touched $1,900 an ounce, which was all-time price back then. So what exactly causes the gold prices to skyrocket the way we saw over the last several months? Gold prices and the global economy are inversely connected. Whenever global economy nosedives, investors in risky assets like equities quickly move their money into gold, which is considered as a safe asset class. And once the economy stabilizes and the green shoots emerge, investors slowly move away from gold to risky assets like equities. Of course, this time around, both gold and equity prices rose parallelly, with gold rising much higher than the equities. Extreme distress caused by COVID-19 has caused gold prices to surge in the year 2020. Only concrete signs of economic recovery can moderate gold prices from now on. In the Indian context, gold prices have risen more than global prices because we have an import duty on gold imports. Gold imports are considered non-priority imports, which can actually strain our current account balance sheet. Such a spike will also take the sheen away from gold demand as consumers stay away from gold purchases on a massive scale. Indians always consider gold as the asset of last resort to fund their expenses. So what's going to be the future trends in gold prices? Though gold prices have moderated after breaching $2,000 an ounce levels, the price moderation will not happen in a hurry. World and the global economy is still grappling with COVID-induced uncertainty. Till we get over with the uncertain times, gold prices will continue to be firm at the current levels. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hello everyone, this is Gopalakrishnan, founder and CEO of Money Avenues. Through this podcast, I am going to talk about the great decoupling of 2020 with respect to the stock markets. Market participants fairly know and understand that the equity markets in the short term are driven by sentiments of the markets, which means markets take the direction of the sentiment reflected by the traders in the short term. But the last 6 months of the equity market journey has been intriguing, to say the least. Ever since the pandemic gripped India's economy, the equity markets nosedived as expected. The global equities too crashed on the back of the pandemic spread. India went in for a lockdown on economic and social activities over the next few weeks. But then, after a few weeks into the pandemic, equity markets started rising and there has not been looking back till now. As I speak, markets are poised to enter the all-time high zone amidst the gloomy economic scenario. On one hand, sentiment remained weak in the economy, but on the other hand, equity markets kept on climbing up. So what explains this mysterious decoupling of the equity markets and the market sentiment? To put it in perspective, None of the seasoned investors were convinced about the rising trend, given the fact that the short-term pessimism continued to dominate the market sentiment. Liquidity, or in simple terms, money flowing into the stocks, went up during the pandemic. Global liquidity is generally the one which influences Indian stock markets. But this time around, domestic investors pumped in more money into stocks, albeit defying the market sentiment. And that seems to have set the markets on fire, with the indices on the verge of scaling new highs. The question in the minds of the investors is this bull run sustainable? And that's a million-dollar question. As we see it, the short-term pessimism on the corporate results and the economy continue to remain. With countries still not out of the lockdown yet, the economic activity may just limp back to pre-COVID days in the months to come. Given such a bleak scenario, markets should also feel the pinch, but the markets do not seem to be bothered about it. Overall, the markets may proceed on the basis of money flow pattern, and as long as money flow is healthy, the markets will continue to scale up from the current levels. Any positive news on vaccination will also help the markets on the positive sides. Thanks for listening. Hello everyone, this is Gopalakrishnan, founder and CEO of Money Avenues. Through this podcast, I'm going to talk about the current equity market scenario, particularly about the retail investors who wish to enter the stock markets in the current scenario. Just to recap, equity markets in India plunged in March-April this year owing to the pandemic spread. Subsequently, equity markets not only recovered but also made handsome comeback, with key indices nearing new highs. All this happened at a time when the country is facing economic turbulence with bleak prospects on corporate earnings. The money flow into the stock markets kept the markets going up steadily, with the underlying factors still not favorable to the stock valuations. In fact, this kind of a bounce back even surprised the seasoned stock investors. Nevertheless, we have entered a zone which is not comfortable on most parameters. So what should the investors do? It's a difficult decision to make for someone who wants to enter the stock markets right now, as stock valuations have shot up significantly. Against this backdrop, investors should apply utmost caution while entering the markets in the current scenario. With the macroeconomic data not going to paint a rosy picture, the current stock valuations are definitely unsustainable. Investors need to cherry-pick the stable set of stocks which can weather headwinds in the economy in the near term. That said, staggering one's investments over a period can help manage volatility in the stock markets. Investors with a clear long-term view, which is upwards of 5 years, can certainly take a look in the current scenario. As the country prepares to unlock the economy, we may consider the worst could be over for the economy. But as the stock valuations have run up disproportionately over the last few months, the further run up in the equity markets will face a lot of roadblocks. Traders may look to book profits on some reason or the other. For investors who are uncomfortable on direct stocks, can always choose the mutual fund route to invest. Investing through SIP in mutual funds will be even more ideal to manage the volatility in the stock markets. Thank you for listening. Happy investing. Hello everyone, this is Gopalakrishnan, founder and CEO of Money Avenues. Through this podcast, I'm going to talk about the current equity market scenario, particularly about the retail investors who wish to enter the stock markets in the current scenario. Just to recap, equity markets in India plunged in March-April this year owing to the pandemic spread. Subsequently, equity markets not only recovered but also made handsome comeback, with key indices nearing new highs. All this happened at a time when the country is facing economic turbulence with bleak prospects on corporate earnings. The money flow into the stock markets kept the markets going up steadily, with the underlying factors still not favorable to the stock valuations. In fact, this kind of a bounce back even surprised the seasoned stock investors. Nevertheless, we have entered a zone which is not comfortable on most parameters. So what should the investors do? It's a difficult decision to make for someone who wants to enter the stock markets right now, as stock valuations have shot up significantly. Against this backdrop, investors should apply utmost caution while entering the markets in the current scenario. With the macroeconomic data not going to paint a rosy picture, the current stock valuations are definitely unsustainable. Investors need to cherry-pick the stable set of stocks which can weather headwinds in the economy in the near term. That said, staggering one's investments over a period can help manage volatility in the stock markets. Investors with a clear long-term view, which is upwards of 5 years, can certainly take a look in the current scenario. As the country prepares to unlock the economy, we may consider the worst could be over for the economy. But as the stock valuations have run up disproportionately over the last few months, the further run up in the equity markets will face a lot of roadblocks. Traders may look to book profits on some reason or the other. For investors who are uncomfortable on direct stocks, can always choose the mutual fund route to invest. Investing through SIP in mutual funds will be even more ideal to manage the volatility in the stock markets. Thank you for listening. Happy investing. Hello everyone. This is Gopalakrishnan, founder and CEO of Money Avenues. Through this podcast, I'm going to talk about the great decoupling of 2020 with respect to the stock markets. Market participants fairly know and understand that the equity markets in the short term are driven by sentiments of the markets, which means markets take the direction of the sentiment reflected by the traders in the short term. But the last 6 months of the equity market journey has been intriguing, to say the least. Ever since the pandemic gripped India's economy, the equity markets nosedived as expected. The global equities too crashed on the back of the pandemic spread. India went in for a lockdown on economic and social activities over the next few weeks. But then, after a few weeks into the pandemic, equity markets started rising and there has not been looking back till now. As I speak, markets are poised to enter the all-time high zone amidst the gloomy economic scenario. On one hand, sentiment remained weak in the economy, but on the other hand, equity markets kept on climbing up. So what explains this mysterious decoupling of the equity markets and the market sentiment? To put it in perspective, none of the seasoned investors were convinced about the rising trend, given the fact that the short-term pessimism continued to dominate the market sentiment. Liquidity, or in simple terms, money flowing into the stocks, went up during the pandemic. Global liquidity is generally the one which influences Indian stock markets. But this time around, domestic investors pumped in more money into stocks, albeit defying the market sentiment. And that seems to have set the markets on fire, with the indices on the verge of scaling new highs. The question in the minds of the investors is this bull run sustainable? And that's a million-dollar question. As we see it, the short-term pessimism on the corporate results and the economy continue to remain. With countries still not out of the lockdown yet, the economic activity may just limp back to pre-COVID days in the months to come. Given such a bleak scenario, markets should also feel the pinch, but the markets do not seem to be bothered about it. Overall, the markets may proceed on the basis of money flow pattern, and as long as money flow is healthy, the markets will continue to scale up from the current levels. Any positive news on vaccination will also help the markets on the positive sides. Thanks for listening.